Yep.
Call this meeting, Board of Education, Mass Plains Board of Education, September 20th, Tuesday, 7 p.m. to order, please. Would you take the roll call?
Mrs. Blankenship?
Present.
Mr. Hunter?
Here.
Mr. Brand?
Here.
Mr. Schwanger?
Here.
Mr. Morlock?
Present.
Mr. Hall is present.
Mr. Guyer, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Does anyone have anything for the board work session?
Yes, ma'am, I have several things. In light of good news from tolls, the National FFA National Nursery and Landscape Contest was held last week in Springfield, Massachusetts. Number one turf and landscape team in the United States is Tolls Technical and Career Center. And one of our students, Bradley Johnson, is on that team. So we did pretty well last week. Incidentally, this isn't the only team that we have that has made first place on a national level, but this is the most recent. So our kids are getting a good education up at Tolls, and they're ready to go to work. Next item from Tolls is we have a new superintendent that I announced previous meetings. Anyway, she's been going over what we need, what we don't need, what we need to do to try and grow. Current enrollment at Tolls is 638, which is about 38 students higher than we ended with last year. So we are growing. It is, however, very difficult. The state of Ohio seems to think that all of the career and technical schools in the state of Ohio can operate on $2,009 because the state legislature hasn't increased a penny to career and technical schools, even though our numbers have increased and so have many others. So it's getting really hard to try and put new programs in when you don't even get financed on a full-time equivalent unit anymore. They're not funding. If there's an increase to students, we don't see it. So to try and add programs, we're having a tough time. But we are looking, as I said before, at increasing the number of students that we have up there and providing more career or work-related education in Madison County. In fact, all of Madison County and the western half of Franklin County, so that we can get people trained. There's approximately 80,000 jobs in the state of Ohio that are currently unfilled just due to the simple reason that nobody's trained to do them. There's enough high school graduates out there, but the people with the skills seem to be a bit limited. So that's what we're working on at Tolls. In line with that, this is a quote from our new superintendent. It has become apparent that we need someone to provide public communications on a continuing basis. And what we, or what she has done at Tolls, is we have a part-time secretary for adult education who was scheduled to work approximately 18 hours a week. Part-time is much cheaper than full-time, but what our superintendent did is added 6 hours onto that to make a 24-hour week. The 24-hour week is still part-time, and those additional 6 hours are going to be dedicated to providing public relations to all stakeholders in the Tolls area. 6 hours a week isn't much. But right now, it's 6 hours a week more than we're providing now. We do need to get the word out to people what kind of things we're doing up there, and this is going to be a start. I bring this up primarily because we talked a week ago, I believe, about changing some of our funding, looking down the road at what possible levies we may need in the future. And I guess what I would say that the time to pass a levy is not 3 years from now when we need it. The time to pass that levy is currently. We need, and one of our goals that we established at that last meeting was to provide effective communication, key word here being effective. I know that we do a lot of things to get information out to the public. I guess the word effective pretty much tells what happens to it. We get the word out, and then we get phone calls saying, I wish somebody had told me about this. Would have been nice to know. So I guess what I'm saying is, just because we get information out there doesn't mean that it's effective, and if it's going to take more or better, I think we need to look at something here as far as getting some more or better information out there, being more effective in doing this. The other thing that we did is we did rehire our superintendent. We rehired our high school principal. He retired as of October 1, and he will be back rehired as of October 4th. One thing that we realized is we didn't have, number one, a policy for retiring administrators, and the other thing we didn't have was a contract for administrators. So essentially, we have approved one. I'll send, these are just copies of what we've done at Kohl's. This is one of them that's coming around, is a policy. The other one that's coming around is an example of the contract that we use. But I will say this, we have rehired Steve Hallback as our principal up there. He's done a very good job as principal. Brought the level of achievement in our high school up. Level of performance of our teachers has definitely improved. So he will be back. Our savings to taxpayers is going to be this year somewhere in the neighborhood of about $15,000. And even with steps and so on down the road, I look for that $15,000 to hold at least, and savings to hold at least one more year. So over the next 2 years, we're saving about $30,000, which is half a teacher. So, and I think that's all I have.
Okay, thank you, Dom. Does anyone else have anything? Yes, go ahead, Tim.
I have one thing real quick. I know I mentioned it at the special meeting that we had before, but I did want to mention it at a regular meeting that I will not be on the ballot for November for Board of Education. I had an oversight on my application that the Board of Elections declined to approve it. So I'm not on, and the board is going to have to appoint somebody since from what I understand, there's only one person that's going to be on the ballot for the two seats. So, Tim, I wanted to ask you, did you hear anything from the Board of Elections today or yesterday?
No, I've got nothing from them.
Okay. They're supposed to send us something that says you've only got one person for two spots to let the board know exactly what's going on. So, but I just wanted to make sure everybody knew that was here that, you know, sometimes I forget to cross the T's and dot the I's, and you know, apparently that bit me in the butt this time, but that's okay. We'll move on and we'll get over it. So that, and the other thing is later on this month, the week from tomorrow, is the Central Regions Conference where Mr. Hall will receive an employee of the district award. And we also had a parent that was nominated, Alice Baker. She is going to be unable to attend, but she's getting a Friend of the District Award. And at that meeting next week, I'll be able to have that award. I'm going to see if I can't get Cindy Crow, the current Central Region President, to come to our October meeting, if Alice is available for that, so that Cindy would be able to present that award to her. If she's not available, I guess it'll fall on me, or if I can find somebody better than me. We'll see what happens with that next week. But I'm kind of excited about it, and again, congratulations, Boone, on the award, and congratulations to Alice as well. That's it.
Okay, anybody else have anything for the board work session?
Linda, I've got one other thing. I'm not sure whether this is the time for it. I was asked to bring in forms for the goals and strategies for meeting those goals, and I have those here. I can pass those around if
you want to. Go ahead, pass them around, then we can have them to look over. Okay.
They're exactly the same for superintendent as the as they are for treasurer, and I've got two others here. The fourth group is an abridged set, and there's a full set for Boone and Tim. Gives you a lot more room to write.
Now, weren't you going to bring in something, Dave? Or
yeah, I'm building that for
okay,
Mike.
Okay, so you and Mike are working on something else as well. Okay, thank you. Okay, nothing further. We didn't have anyone sign up for public communication. Was there any public communication today? None? Okay, moving on.
Madam President, I make the motion that the minutes of the meeting of August 16, 2011 and September 12, 2011 be approved as written.
Second.
Motion by Dave, seconded by Ken. Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Swan?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Mr. Detweiler, treasurer report, please.
Yes. If I could have the board take the financial packet out. This is for July and August, combined report. I apologize for the delay in getting it to you. But normal, if you had questions moving forward, just call me, email me, and I can respond to those. Tab number 8, maybe flip to that. Tonight we'll be going over the budget and the spending plan and the permanent appropriations. All three are tied together. So we'll start with a little comparison I put together for the board. It's a comparison of the fiscal year 12 budget to the fiscal year 11 actual activity. Okay. You can see the column that says fiscal year 11 activity. You scroll down through that. That's what we just completed. End of the year at $9.6 million for general fund. Fiscal year 12, what I've tried to do is lay out each account so you can scroll across and see the differences between activity and what we plan to spend this year and the differences. One of the most glaring one in the revenue items, the restricted grants and aid, that is the loss of the state fiscal stimulus funds. Again, a lot of people say, well, you planned for that, it was going away. Well, this is real dollars going away, and it's hitting you in the face at this point. That's a loss of $361,000 to Madison Plains. So we have to account for that somehow and make up for that loss of revenue. You'll see here shortly how we've done that. The next line is property tax allocation. This is the homestead rollback reimbursements from the state of Ohio, as well as the tangible personal property tax reimbursement that we've received for several years now. The budget that was just passed expedited the phase out of that reimbursement to the tune of a loss of $200,000 to Madison Plains. And that's that next line. You can see the green, the 199. So we've accounted for that loss of revenue. So at this point, you're $600,000 down in revenues over last year's money. Okay. Now, you scroll on down, and operating transfers in. If you recall, we had the OMERISA fund. This was money that was left in reserve when we left the OMERISA self-insurance program. All claims were settled. We had settled with the union, so this was money that was left. It was the board's share of that fund. This was moving that money back into the general fund. Okay? So it's one-time money. That's why you see it in fiscal year 11. You don't see it in 12. Okay? Other financing sources, OMERISA also had $200,000 that they were holding that we didn't have. We requested to get those monies back. We did receive it in fiscal year 11. Again, one-time money, so you won't see that again. So at that point, you can see our total revenues and resources in 11 were $14.8 million. we project this year $13.3 million. Okay, so you're down quite a bit in revenues, but that's accounted for. Part of that, $1 million, is one-time funds. Expenditures, salaries and wages, we were at $7.5 million last year. We're projecting $7.4 million, okay, for this budget. It's down $100,000. Why? You've got a base increase for staff, you've got step increases for staff, but the offset to that is the early retirement incentive program we put in place. Okay? If we had not done that, that 7.5 last year would have grown to almost 7.7 million. So you can see we saved quite a bit of money in 1 year, and that was the plan. Your fringe benefits, this is the other piece to that though. You go from 2.6 million to 2.9 million. Why? We budgeted for $400,000 and paying the cost towards that early retirement incentive plan. You gotta pay the folks their incentive. So we budgeted $400,000. If you take that $400,000 out of the mix, you're at $2.5 million. You've really done some good things, but then your salary line goes back up, so it works out. Materials and supplies, that's just including all the set-aside expenditures for fiscal year 12. Normally, we account for those separately. I've included it in the general fund because set-asides are not going to be required any longer under this new budget, the state budget. So it's all included. So that's not new additional expenditures. That's just accounted for all underneath the general fund now. Capital outlay, an additional $235,000 over last year. That's due to the two new buses, which you authorized Mr. Hall to bid for, $185,000 of that. Operational transfers out, this is the wash to the UMRESA fund. It was in a general fund special cost center that we had to transfer it into the regular general fund. Basically, we're moving money from here to here. So you see money coming in above, money going out below, it washes itself out. In the big picture, the bottom line, excess of revenue over under expenditures. That's, you hear the buzz terms deficit spending. That's the big thing out there in schools. Are you in deficit spending? Well, yeah, we are going to be this year. Last year, we were a positive $671,000. More revenues came in than expenditures. But as I just explained, our revenues are down and our expenditures are up for good cause. You're buying two new buses, you've got $400,000 you're spending on an early retirement incentive program, and again, that's one-time cost. So once we pay that out, moving forward, we won't have that any longer, which is a lot of savings. So you're down $423,000 as far as expenditures exceeding revenues in our projected budget this year. All in all, we'll go from an ending cash balance last year of $9.6 million to an ending cash balance of $9.2 million. So that's a pretty good picture for the district for all the things we've done over the last year. Now, why did I start there? That's your big picture. If you flip back to tab 6, this is where we drill down. The annual spending plan basically takes that budget just gave you and breaks it out for every single month. So as we flow across, we can see, okay, those numbers are what we had over on that other page, $13.3 million for revenue, $15.36, if you include the other financing sources, $13.7 million in expenditures. And what you're seeing here is each month the board is able to take a look at, here's what we projected, here's what actually occurred, and here's the variance. Then I'll be able to explain to them why was there a variance in that line. So for example, if we have fringe benefits next month, we've got planned for September $215,000. It comes in at $280,000. That'll be highlighted and I'll explain to the board why there was a variance. Okay. So they know at each meeting what's going on with the budget. Okay. Now in a moment we'll get to the permanent appropriations, and the permanent appropriations are for all funds. This is just for general fund. We go into a lot more detail because that's your discretionary money. The permanent appropriations encompass your state grants, your federal grants, student activities, principals accounts, and that's not at the discretion of the board to spend. That's restricted by guidelines from the state, federal government, and the principal's discretion in their funds. So that's why we don't go into as much detail in those funds. Okay. That being said, as we go forward with this, again, apologize for this getting to you late, but as you have questions on the July and August activity, just give me a call. September, you will have it much earlier. And I'm ready for the action items now if there's no questions.
No questions as far as I know of? Okay. All right, then we need a motion for item number one.
Madam President, I make the motion upon recommendation of Treasurer that July 2011 and August 2011 financial statements be accepted as presented.
I'll second that.
Motion by Dave, seconded by Don. Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Brand?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Madam President, I make the motion upon recommendation of the Treasurer of the Board approve the fiscal year 2012 permanent appropriations as presented.
I'll second.
Motion by Dave, seconded by Ken. Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Brand?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Motion carries, and thank you.
Okay, moving on with the superintendent's report, Mr. Holmes.
This time, we try to get this in each September. The people that's been with our district for whatever those amount, number of years that they serve, anywhere from 30 years down to 3, 4 years to 2 years. The board tries to recognize, give them a little something to say, hey, thank you for all your hard work and your dedication to our students. We certainly appreciate it. This is, I guess this is the closing for their retirement, so hopefully they'll always be part of Madison Plains. But what we'd like to do is present to each person here tonight a little clock with their names on it and the years of service. We try to do this every year. It's not something that we came up with this year. So Linda, I will call the names and you can present this and people will come up and just shake the board. Unless you don't like them. Tommy Geyer, you're first. Tommy's been with the district 12 years. Thank you, sir.
Everything you did. Thanks. I'm taught industrial tech for 15.
Oh, that's true.
Thank you. Congratulations.
You will now know what time it is.
If the retirees would, at the end, if you would congregate someplace and we get a group picture, we'd appreciate it. Chuck Coggins?
He's not here.
Chuck's not here. Chuck has been with the district 8 years. So. Sheila McIntyre. Sheila's been with us 22 years.
That's a lot of dealing with those. That's a lot of dealing with food.
Oh, yes, sir. But I've enjoyed working with the school district.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. I've seen a lot of kids go through the lunch line from elementary to middle school.
Congratulations.
I got my name so right, too. So I don't have an I in my name. And McIntyre, sometimes they put a Y in it or IRE, so been down through that with kids graduating.
Like for 22 years, we got it right.
So I can get it right in my report, man.
Hate to see you have to print a retraction to that name.
I hear that. You need it, Christy? Got it? Okay. Thank you,
Jim. Pam Dennison. Pam's been around the district for 13 years.
Thank you so much. Congratulations.
Cindy Mace, if you hurry, we'll get you out of here before 8 o'clock. Cindy hasn't officially left until the 30th, but she decided to hang it up.
Ooh, we can't give her the clock today. Hang on to that for a couple more weeks.
We can give her the clock. We just didn't put a battery in it.
She couldn't wait a year to get her clock.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Maybe that's the only years you're really working.
That's the hard-earned years. That's the years I work with you.
Just pronate.
I remember.
It's 26 years. Thanks.
Long time. Congratulations.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And Karen Price. Karen has been with us 10 years. Thanks again.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Only 10 years.
You should think.
Don't
want to hear
this next lady, we miss her every day because she's done a lot of work for us. Linda Neer. Linda Beck is up at the Madison Rural, principal at the Madison Rural Building.
Thank you.
Thanks,
kiddo. I miss you. I miss you too.
I better get mine.
I miss you.
Thank you.
Thank you. If I can get up a little bit later, I'd get used to that.
Diane yourself. Diane had 30 years with us, so she was. Carol Neal. Carol's been with the district 11 years. This next lady, we continue to miss her. She was only with us 3.5 years, but she did a lot of work and got us all lined up here. Karen Muska. Give everyone a round of applause.
I want to leave you all with one parting thought, okay? You guys might think it was tough working for him for 11 or whatever many years you were under him. I had him for 3 years, 4th, 5th, and 6th grade, and that guy was tough. So don't think you had it all that bad, because I didn't have it much better.
If you
want to step
together somehow, get a picture, Christy.
No. I wanted to get out of there as quick as I could when he came in.
I thought you were going to say that the worst 3 years of your life, they were all 7th grade.
It was the last 3 years while he was there. 4th, 5th, and 6th grade. Or the four in front need to bend down a little bit.
Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3. I'm gonna do one more. Up here, here we go. 1, 2, 3.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Next thing under mine, just make the board aware of our change in our parent-teacher
going
conference.
So soon.
If you recall, we had 4 days in the past. Now we only have 2 days because we come to a central campus. So it'll be days that's indicated on your new calendar.
On your calendar?
Make you aware.
Here it is.
Before I get to the NHS, there's been a couple questions people ask about it. What's our enrollment, our attendance? Is our open enrollment up? Is it down? Coming around is the list of September the 15th, our enrollment in each of those areas, and I'll go over it real briefly. It's difficult to go in and say this kid went here and this kid went here because there's so many ways they leave the district. Open enrollment, PSEO, post-secondary, transfer, maybe a kid is retained in the grade. So when you look at all those numbers in each grade, there's a reason why some of those numbers change. I figured out all of them but except down on the second one in the 10th grade why we lost 13 students. And I'm sure if I didn't have a chance to talk to Mr. Clark, I'm sure we could find those students and where they went. But go back up to the first block. The first column all the way down is where we ended the last school year, according to our DASL. And if you go back over to 2011 and 12, you have to take your kindergarten, take your numbers in kindergarten, and you start first grade. And there's your numbers. If you look at kindergarten, we ended 2010-11 with 102. When we started this year, we have 87 now, according to our DASL. Well, that's a difference of obviously 15 students. Where did they go? We went back through and looked at our DASL and looked at our coding, how where these kids might have gone. We immediately, if you go down to the second block, you'll see -7. That's open enrollment. In other words, that kid open enrolled into the district for 1 year in kindergarten. Then when they come up to second grade, 7 of them went someplace else. And that's something that we're conscious of because we know some of the people around will take advantage of our all-day kindergarten where the other schools don't have all-day kindergarten. And
That second block is the non-resident students that are coming into the district, correct?
Right.
And then at the bottom, so we're 16 kids off, basically?
At the bottom?
We've lost 16 kids, in reality.
Students attending elsewhere, that's right, the kids is going out. Wherever that might be, David, again, it might be transfer, it might be that kid might have been retained in first grade, that throws those numbers off. There's two or three features there that makes that number what it is. It's really hard to track. You get in there and sort of play with your mind trying to get all of them lined out on the right.
Well, the reason I'm asking, at the top, it says our loss gain is 25, right?
Well, you got your 12th grade leaving. We had 117 graduated, then we only had 105 kindergartners. So that's where that 25 comes. Look at your minus and your plus, it comes out to 25. It doesn't look like it, but I think it's a formula you figure out. But basically, we're about where we were last year. We're a few students down. Open enrollment, but pretty much, if you just look at open enrollment, we're about the same. We're maybe a few coming in more than going out. some of them, you know, again, Dom told you earlier, there's an increase of total of 38 students, so we might have had some more students go to totals out of the, although the totals.
Because this doesn't count totals.
Yeah, this, I'm sorry, it doesn't count totals.
Okay.
Is it clear as mud? If you pull up the DAS and go down, you see you go through and start marking transfer, retained, and then you start trying to put them in the category where they are there.
And you probably won't know where they all are, at least until the first week in October when you have your count.
Just
to find out where it shows up there.
It'll change almost daily.
Okay.
We've got more going out. That's coming.
Any other questions? Having said that, we get to you, Chris. Later on in the program, you will have what's coming around now, just reviewing our insurance policy. And the good side is we only had an increase about 5.5%. No change in policy as a result of 5.5%. The thing that concerns Tim and I, if we keep jumping around from company to company, that hurts us. If you look at some of the people saying you've been with too many companies, we're not going to get you. So somewhere we're going to have to bite the bullet and stay with this company 2 or 3 years to get something, to get a base established. We need a benchmark. Jim has met with the group and gone over this with our insurance group, and those are the numbers that we come up with, which isn't bad.
One of the big things that sticks out is last year's increase in your medical drug premium was 20.5%. This year is 5.24%. So we took a big hit last year, but as our broker said, we're right where we should be as far as a claims ratio for this year. So that's why you see just the 5.2% increase. Don't get me wrong, that's not a small change. For the district, it's $70,000. But it sure beats 20%.
And that varies, but you have a lot of claims and you're just going to go up. That's
another thing you should be pointed out is on the dental, it went down. That doesn't happen very often. I thought I might point that out. Went down 0.1%.
You guys didn't hear that, did you?
Again, if you have any concern, you look at over and give us a holler.
Don't put him on the front page for saying that, okay?
Ranks right up there with Pip Squeak.
At this time, I would like to have Mr. Clark review the NHS guidelines that he's been working on with his staff. Chris, go ahead and give him your spiel.
Last week, y'all in your board package should have gotten a copy of a proposal here. I'm not going to go over the proposal. I think that was pretty self-explanatory. What I'm going to try to do is just summarize some of the reasons why we're doing some of the changes here, what we'd like to do for the National Honor Society. This has been almost a year-long process. It started before Ms. Boyle resigned from the NHS. She resigned because of her mom. She was going to be terminal, so she wants to take a year off. And when she come back, one of our first conversation is, before I bring you back, I want to know that we're going to make some changes in the National Honor Society. And she was in agreement. So everything that's, she can't be here tonight because I got to add a golf match. And then Trevor Engel is our National Honor Society president. They have a soccer match. So the unfortunate thing is I was left to be the spokesman for the group. Let me just review. Here's the current NHS procedures, and it's been this way for almost 23 years. And why I say 23 years, because that's how long I've been with the district. And so as long as I've been with the district, that's how long it's been. When you ask some of my fellow senior teachers who've been here longer, Mr. Jackson, Mr. Harrell, they say that's how it's been since they've been here. So, you know, I think we're at a point where we wanted to make some changes. Currently, what we've done, and just review, we take the students' third, fifth, seventh semester transcripts, and they run their GPA. Currently, we utilize the GPA of a 3.5. Students are brought together as a group, those that meet the GPA requirement, and they're told that they meet the requirement for the induction into the Madison Plains National Honor Society. Students fill out a fact sheet. Basically, it's a 1.5-page sheet. It tells a little bit about the students. Current teachers evaluate them as students, and that's the current teachers in that year. Okay, so if I was a sophomore, be my sophomore teachers. If I'm a junior, be my junior teachers. If I'm a senior, be my senior teachers. Okay, a numeric score is created, and based on the teacher evaluations, numbers are totaled, faculty committee is put together, and it's determined where there's a natural break. Okay, and what I mean by a natural break is the student scores are added up, and they take an average, and then they find out what the average is, and then they create a natural break. So what'll happen is, if students are above the average, they typically induct the students. If students are below the average, they don't induct the students into the NHS. Okay? Up to that point, everything is anonymous. What happens then? The faculty council puts the scores with the students' names, and then they have to debate whether or not someone's made a mistake on those averages. Or should a kid that's below the average, why is that kid below the average? Why is that kid not above the average, especially if the teachers felt that kid should be above in that average. Okay? And then what happens is they finally vote and say, yeah, these folks should be in or they shouldn't be in. And then the students' families are contacted, and the high school has a ceremony to swear in the new inductees. And we currently hold that ceremony during the school day. Okay, that's the basic process. Any questions on that? Now here comes the change. Here's the new proposal, and what this is, what we'd like to do is, in theory, is we want to take and compare against a standard. Rather than telling a kid that we're going to numerically select you, we're going to tell you you're above or below, we want to tell the kid this is the standard that we want you to achieve to be a part of that. Now, the only organization that I'm going to reflect on is I'm a past agriculture education teacher. Now, agriculture education has the American degree and the state FFA degree. 15 years ago, the state FFA decided they didn't want to deal with the same kind of process as the NHS did. They said, let's go with the standard. And what they did is they said, if you meet the standard, we're going to induct you into the organization, or we're going to basically give you your state FFA degree. And then they said the same thing with the American degree. Now, there was a lot of flack from the FFA when they did that, but in the same sense, they've actually seen the quality of their students increased because those students wanted to qualify because they knew that they could qualify if they met a standard rather than just being compared against the kid going against the average. So that's really what we're after here. Okay? And so what we did is we've got this new proposal going on to try to increase the membership. They wanted to establish a set criteria to be a member, and that was in your packet. Okay? Maintain a GPA of 3.5. The advisor will meet with the students to let them. This is going to go to our selection procedure. If I touch this, is this thing going to dance on it? Well, it does that in the high school. Don't touch it. And the advisor will meet with the students to let them know they're eligible. Okay. Then what's going to happen? The students are going to be responsible for providing the supporting documentation that's listed in that checklist. Okay. Deadlines are going to become important now. And this is the one thing that some of our students have some issues with, because what they're going to have to do is they're going to have to provide that sorting documentation, supporting documentation. So if you remember, I asked for references in there. if you had leadership reference, if you had a character reference, it's going to be up to the student then to contact that person and say, listen, I am trying to become a member of the NHS. The deadline's on here. I need this reference turned in. Then what's going to happen is we still have to have a faculty council because that's a requirement of the National Honor Society. But what the faculty council is going to do is they're going to be a validation group instead. So what will happen then, when the students have their packet turned in at NHS that day, then I'll have to have it, because this is a requirement of the NHS, I have to have the faculty council still validate everything. All the faculty council is going to do is they're going to say, yes, this student has met the criteria based on our checklist, or no, they haven't. Okay. And then that happens, there'll be no cut scores. Then we'll have an induction ceremony. And then what we want to do is we want to pilot this project here in the fall. Okay? And the reason we want to pilot it is we want to work out any of the bugs with the kids collecting paperwork and turning it in. We believe that it's going to take a 4 to 6 week process. And we want to see if that holds true, because what happens in the spring, we have a much larger pool of students that we'll have to pull from in the springtime. So what we want to do is, in the fall here, we have a pool of about 35 students that weren't inducted into the NHS here this spring. We want to give those folks the opportunity to be inducted into the NHS. Okay? So we want to try a fall pilot project to see if this is going to work and if our 4 to 6 week window is correct. If it's not correct, then what we need to do is figure out that we need our window to be longer. Is our application process too hard for the students? And then in the spring, we want to have a spring induction ceremony like we've done in the past. And then what we want to do is we want to cycle back into the fall and then get us into a fall cycle of the National Honor Society. Now, the reason we want to get into the fall cycle of the National Honor Society, it doesn't make much sense to induct a senior in the spring.
Because they've already applied.
You know, their scholarships are done, their college applications are done, and probably from an advisor standpoint, I can't get anything out of it. I mean, and Ms. Boyle has been arguing with this left and right, and the membership finally agreed with her. Yeah, we will concede to do that. So what we want to do then, that'll cause you to have a full gamut of membership to cycle for a full year. So that way, we want to experiment, number one, with the induction. We felt that we still are obligated to do a spring induction because to wait another full year, we didn't feel was justifiable to the students. And then we're going to go into a fall induction in 2012, and that'll be our induction cycle for the National Honor Society. Okay, and then what we think the benefits would be, well, we believe that number one, by going with an application based on a standard and not comparing you necessarily to your peers, we think that those kids that want to be in the National Honor Society or are going to be in the National Honor Society. Those kids that don't, because there are some kids in the National Honor Society that they're in it either for a resume filler or just to be there, but they really aren't active members. And you know as well as I do, if you apply to do something and you're forced to, when you do that application, odds are you're going to take more ownership in that organization. And that's something that we're trying to instill here. We want the students to take more ownership. We also think that this is going to create a larger organization. Currently we have about 35 to 40 members. We would anticipate this organization to double. Now, would I expect it to double in 1 year's time? No. But in theory, it could double if the kids buy into what we're expecting. Okay? Why we want to pilot it or why we're going to pilot it, I need to work the bugs out. It's just I don't want to jump into something or have us jump into something in the spring and not have the bugs worked out of the system. And then we want to see also is to allow our seniors to experience it this fall and then see the benefit of that, because we've had some folks pull back on it saying we want to keep the spring induction. And we'd rather not. We'd rather let the seniors have a chance to be involved in the organization and see what some of the benefits are of being in the organization. Like I said, I didn't want to print everything else on there. You've got the applications and everything. We've gone over this thing. Trevor Engel's done a great job of working with his membership trying to come up with the standards. What they did is they pulled the senior and junior members of the organization currently, and they've taken an average of what they're currently active in and what they're currently doing, and that's how they're basing the Madison standards on. Okay? So it's as what we currently have.
I have a couple questions, Chris. The standard, the national NHS selection process, you have one here where they do two short essays. And on page 35 of the national, they strongly urge not to have essays. One, because your faculty advisors are going to be the ones who's going to have to read all those essays and grade them or rate them, as well as you're going to have some seniors doing essays for colleges and research and things for that. So they're strongly recommending not doing essays. I assume you're aware of that. Okay. How did you think the faculty advisors would feel about that? Have you just... Okay.
The reason we put the essay on the application, more and more applications are requiring students to write an essay. And the only reason we're asking them to do that is we're asking them to do a formal application to an organization and have a formal essay to go with it. That essay doesn't have anything to do with it. In fact, I think the essay, one essay on there was pretty apparent. Tell us what your best teacher was through school.
Suppose they don't have one.
Huh?
Suppose they don't have one.
They don't have one.
But then they're going to miss out on that because they don't have
that's
an essay.
Not on the, if you look at that, not a requirement. On
explaining how a specific teacher impacted your life and character, leadership, service, or scholarship.
But it's not a requirement on the check sheet. If a kid omits that on the check sheet, that's not a reason to be denying.
Let's say it's completed and typed student information form, and then you have all these things underneath it here. So all of these are not requirements?
They're on there. If a kid turns that in, if a kid turns in that essay and that essay's not answered, in my mind, that there should be a reason why he didn't turn it in. That's really not what they're looking for, is the completed application. The completed application in this case is going to be those recommendations from their outside sources.
Okay, I'm confused. So you want them to complete a short essay, but if they don't complete a short essay, they're not going to be penalized for it.
I can't penalize them for it.
Okay, so it's not going to, this, so are you going to take four high school activities with their verifying signatures? What if they don't do that?
That's going to be required.
But it's not a requirement. You just said if they don't turn it in, they don't turn it in. So if they don't do an essay and if they don't have four high school activities.
We could look at taking the essay off.
I'm just saying, you know, which way is it? Are you using it or are you not using it?
We're trying to give the kids the experience. We looked at a way to give the kids the experience and felt that they should still utilize the experience. We didn't meaningfully intend down here on this essay. We just are trying to give those kids the exposure.
But this sheet that you gave us as far as a checklist, okay, these would be the things that the student would be required to do.
If they don't have that in that supporting documentation, this is going to be a no-go.
Okay, so if they don't have a short essay, then they're not considered, right?
On how a specific teacher impacted your life?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if they don't have that essay, then they're not going to be...
That's correct.
That's going to be one thing that's going to be marked off
that's
of their...
Correct.
Okay, that's what I was getting at. Do we now charge dues of $20?
They charge $15 dues after they're inducted.
Whereas after they're inducted.
They pay up front.
Do they get the money back if they don't
meet
the requirements?
Yes, I've got that on that application.
Students on free and reduced lunch, does the school pay that $20 then?
I think the two inductions are a good idea. I mean, if you're going to do away with the spring induction, I think it'd be a good idea to do two inductions, you know, this coming year. And then if you're going to go fall to that. And I do think some of the other things are good ideas. I'm not real sure about all these activities. I wonder how many, at least four high school activities with verifying signatures. I just wonder how many of the current members qualify for all of these items listed. You based it off of the current ones. Okay. So you're sure that you have students that have four high school activities, three community service, two leadership positions, and two community activities.
This is what Ms. Boyle and the members are getting.
Chris, on the semesters, when this changes to a fall, they won't have completed the third semester at the point of induction, correct? So
we're going to create a situation for our sophomores. Because our sophomores, we typically have to have them do the three semesters. Mm-hmm. And so what we're trying to do is
they met the requirements, at least to that point, after two.
Where we got into an issue right now is we've got some eighth graders that take high school classes, their eighth grade year. So technically, if we wanted to argue, they would have a semester under their belt.
Okay, and all of those, any high school class that an eighth grader takes counts towards it?
That's correct.
Okay.
Chris, also, high school activities, if someone's done a sport, say they played football freshman, sophomore year, is that two activities?
Counts as one activity.
One activity, okay, even though it's two different years.
Two years of that activity, but it's a separate, we're looking for separate activities.
Okay, so it would have to be like French club, football, sports, okay.
The original on that, the four high school activities, originally we were looking at 7 to 8 activities. Got it down to four, and again, that's why we're piloting. If it looks like this group that's coming in, if four is not at the best interest on that group that's coming in, that's where we're going to have to come back and retweak it again. Because we're also at the group currently as a senior laden group, a little bit more seniors in this, they're going to have a little bit more activities. The group that we're opening this window up to, we think it's a smaller group of juniors and some of this year's seniors, they may not have enough activities. Again, that's why we're on the pilot. Four is not written in full concrete, I'm going to have to come back. But again, when you're doing a pilot project, the reason you're doing that is it's basically an experiment. It's a work in progress.
And a senior, then, you either make it after six full semesters or you don't make it?
Ultimately, yes.
Okay.
We would be looking on the pilot this year, if my math is correct. In the fall, between 21 and 25 students, and that gives us a workable number to see so we can actually manage it. And then in the spring, then we're looking and we have about 65 to 80 if we were to use today's GPA.
Wow.
So that's why we wanted to do the pilot on it.
The pilot program that you're starting, is it with the students that didn't make the cut?
We're taking
the
GPAs, any of the 3.5s from the spring GPAs.
Okay.
So it'd be the January, it'd be the third, fifth, and seventh semester cut.
Okay. So the
okay.
Students.
It's the same one before.
And we're saying you applied, and I realize you applied. You may not have got in under that old system. We think that you're going to be able to apply in this new system. We want you to take a chance and see if it's going to work.
Okay.
And again, if it's one where if we've got a glitch in the activities, or like I said, we'll rehash the essay idea again.
The students that were already inducted in the spring, they don't have to do it again.
That's what I was wondering.
But really, the biggest benefit for the ones in the fall are the juniors that didn't make it last year. They still got a chance to make it in the fall, which would be more meaningful for them for their senior year.
Like I said, that's what we want, but our goal is to get into the fall rotation completely. We felt this would be a good way to experiment for us and see.
Right now, a senior who makes it never gets to put it down to apply.
Right.
Okay.
Any other questions?
No. Chris, one other thing. On the short essay, 50 to 100 words, the specific teacher, does it have to be limited to a teacher? Can it be limited to a community person?
Well, Mrs. Blank just pointed out the item of the essay. We'll rehash this again. Like I said, we have not released this to the incoming students. So what I can do is I can revisit with the NHS. They're going to have a meeting next week. So what I'll do is I'll re-speak with Trevor and the group again and say, listen, we may want to readjust this or recheck this again. So, you know, it may be one where you see we may have it omitted completely, or we may turn to something else into it.
Anyone else have any further questions? Thank you, Mr. Clark.
Sorry.
Oh, sure.
What's your timeline, Chris? So if we're going to do this next month, we need to get the workings started, right? We're going to be in November.
Well, we'll be starting the application process here. We wanted to wait till the 9 weeks got done. And the only reason I want to wait till the 9 weeks got done is make sure that the students were still maintaining a GPA of 3.5. Okay, and then I also want to make sure our current students are maintaining a GPA of 3.5. Then what we're going to do, that'll probably take us about mid-October. Our goal is to give the kids from mid-October till probably the end of no, probably the first or second week in November, get the paperwork turned in, and then we, our goal is to try to do some sort of evening induction right before Thanksgiving break.
So there's nothing you need from the board?
I don't really, I'm just keeping you abreast, because it's like... Survey, this is a survey of the class of 2011. I apologize for not getting it earlier. And that's my stuff tonight.
Any other questions on the NHS, on the procedure? Linda, are you?
I'm ready. Do you have anything else?
I have. Just want to bring the board up on the into the building down here. You see a lot of digging going on. They're finally in there to do the blacktop for the playground. And we get our playground set in there as soon as the weather. Each time we start, the weather runs us out. That was scheduled, if you recall, back in June. If you recall, June, the green, I believe, was part of June. That's why we're, and you're probably talking to parents and they're concerned because the playground's not up. We have to get that blacktop in there first, or else when those guys come in there, they tear everything up. But they've started on it.
Okay.
Nothing on the road. I haven't heard anything else from the state. That's all I have, thank you.
Okay. No unfinished business? All right, moving on to new business.
Madam President, I make the motion upon recommendation of Superintendent of the Board employ Lisa Weimer for on a one-year contract as intervention specialist, step 4, BA plus 150, effective August
19,
2011.
I'll second.
Motion by Dave, seconded by Mike. Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Swander?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Madam President, I make the motion upon recommendation of the Superintendent of the Board employ Robin Detweiler on a one-year contract as intervention specialist, step 10, MA, effective August 19, 2011.
Second.
Motion by Dave, seconded by Ken. Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Swander?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Madam President, I'll make a motion upon recommendation of Superintendent the Board employ Amanda Kelly on a one-year contract, 4 hours a day, 184 days a year, at $10 an hour as an after-school care assistant, step 0, effective August 23rd, 2011.
I'll second that.
Motion by Mike, seconded by Dave. Discussion? Roll call, please.
Remind the board that this is all self-sufficient, you know, it takes care of itself.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Swander?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Madam President, I move upon recommendation of the Superintendent the Board employ David Gray on a one-year contract as a bus driver, step 0, effective August 23rd.
I'll second that.
Motion by Ken, seconded by Dave. Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Swander?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Madam President, I make the motion upon recommendation of Superintendent the Board employ Scott McClellan on a one-year contract as a van slash bus driver, step 0, effective August 23rd, 2011.
I'll second.
Motion by Dave, seconded by Mike. Discussion?
Is we basing their steps just as a bus driver, correct?
On this particular one, it's the van and the bus driver.
No, I thought Scott would be a higher step than that, but...
No, he's just starting with us. That's his first contract.
I thought he drove for somebody else. I know he used to drive a truck for a long time, but I didn't know. I thought he drove a bus for a while, too.
The van was there. Yeah. He's a good addition. He's a good guy. Do anything we ask him to do.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Swander?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Madam President, I move upon recommendation of the Superintendent that the Board employ Mark Passwaters on a one-year contract as a bus driver, step 0, effective August 23rd, 2011.
I'll second that.
Motion by Ken, seconded by Dave. Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Schlonger?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Madam President, I'll make a motion upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board employ Michael Puhala on a one-year contract as a bus driver, step four, effective August 23rd, 2011.
I'll second that.
That's the right pronunciation of that name.
I'll second that.
Motion by Mike, seconded by Dave. Discussion?
Yeah, and this is kind of encompassed a lot of stuff, so we're going through bus drivers. Are we getting caught up on who we need? Because I know we're still down a lot of bus drivers, aren't we?
We continue to look for bus drivers. We need to put one more route on.
We don't have any subs either, do we?
Okay.
So if you know anybody looking for a bus driver, Bill, the economy can't be too bad because you get people driving.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Schwalmer?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Madam President, I move upon recommendation of the superintendent that the board employ Jason Tackett on a one-year contract as a bus driver, step zero, effective August 23rd.
I'll second that.
Motion by Ken, seconded by Dave. Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Schlonger?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Motion carries.
I make a motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board employ Mary Sparrow on a two-year administrative contract as district head cook, step zero, effective August 16th, 2011.
I'll second that.
Motion by Linda, seconded by Don. Discussion? Roll call.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Schwalmer?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Madam Chairman, I move upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board employ Betty Marshall on a one-year contract as an assistant district head cook, step zero, effective August 16th, 2011.
I'll second.
Motion by Don, seconded by Mike. Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mr. Schwalmer?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Madam President, I make the motion upon recommendation of the superintendent of the board employ Rhonda Waddle on a continuing contract as cook helper, step 12, effective August 16, 2011.
Second.
Motion by Dave, seconded by Ken. Discussion?
You notice on there, Dave, you talk about the steps. What we're doing here is one of them was a head cook, and she went back to the cook's helper, so we just want to keep the paperwork straight for future years. So that's it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Same way with you, several others down.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Schwalmer?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Madam President, I make the motion upon recommendation of the superintendent of the board employ Barbara Schilling on a continuing contract as cook helper, step 11, effective August 16, 2011.
Second.
Motion by Dave, seconded by Ken. Discussion? Rhonda has more years than Bobby does? Okay. Any further discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Schwalmer?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Madam President, I'll make a motion upon recommendation of the superintendent. The board accept with regret the resignation of George O'Neill, bus driver, effective August 23rd, 2011. Mr. O'Neill served the Madison Plains Local School District for 2 years.
I'll second that.
Motion by Mike, seconded by Dave. Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Schwalmer?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Madam President, I make the motion upon recommendation of the superintendent of the board accept with regret the resignation of Scott Day, mechanic, effective September 20th, 2011, Mr. Day served the Madison Plains Local School District for 28 years.
I'll second.
Discussion? Motion by Dave, seconded by Mike. Roll call.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Brand?
Yes.
Mrs. Dunn?
Yes.
Mr. Schlumberger?
Yes.
Mr. Warnock?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Madam President, I make a motion upon recommendation of superintendent the board approve the following academic supplemental nominations to be paid in accordance with the MPEA negotiated contract effective 2011-2012 school year as listed below.
Second.
Motion by Dave, seconded by Ken. Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Schlumberger?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Madam President, I make the motion upon recommendation of superintendent the board approve the following athletic supplemental nominations to be paid in accordance with the MPEA negotiated contract effective 2011-2012 school year as listed below.
I'll second.
Motion by Dave, seconded by Mike. Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Schwager?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Madam President, I'll make a motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve the 2011-2012 substitute aid list as presented.
I'll second that.
Motion by Mike, seconded by Don. Discussion?
Is that list presented here?
It's in our packet.
It's our regular list, right? Okay. I want to make sure. Okay. Just want to check it.
Okay. Roll call, please.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Schlumberger?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Abstain.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Motion carries.
I make a motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve the 2011-2012 substitute cook list as presented.
Second.
Motion by Linda, seconded by Ken. Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Abstain.
Mr. Schwager?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Madam President, I move upon recommendation of the superintendent that the board approve the OSBA service agreement for board policy update services in the amount of $650 for a one-year period beginning October 2011 as presented.
I'll second that.
Motion by Ken, seconded by Dave. Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Schwager?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Madam President, I'll make a motion upon recommendation of superintendent the board accept a bid from Edwin H. Davis for the purchase of two 78-passenger Thomasville school buses at a total cost of $164,980.
I'll second that.
Motion by Mike, seconded by Don. Discussion?
Is this the same company that did our buses a couple years ago?
In fact, they were the only...
I see they're the only bid, yeah.
But that may not always be the case, right?
Sometimes we get two or three others.
But based on what we were told with the EPA changes and stuff, that price is less. Yeah, well, it's higher, but it's less than we expected.
The price is about, I don't know, $7,000 or $8,000
less. Right.
We just heard. Basically, what this is, there was 78-passenger buses. They've already got them built, and they came pretty close to our specs. So they want us to look at those and see if they'll meet.
So we'll get them quicker.
It's going to be a 6-month wait, or it's going to be a 2-week order. Mm-hmm. And we're going to look at the unit. They're new. There's no miles on.
So then all we need is drivers to put them in the road. Okay.
You just saved $20,000 over what you just budgeted. Because you remember we had $185,000
right.
Budget. So
right.
That's good.
Okay, any other discussion? Roll call, please.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Schlumberger?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship.
Yes.
Motion carries.
I make a motion that upon recommendation of superintendent, the board accept a bid from Able Fence for the purchase and repair of chain link fence of the athletic complex and bus compound at a total cost of $64,865.
I'll second that.
Motion by Linda, seconded by Dave. Discussion?
Was Weapon Sun unable to bid part of that because of what they do or don't do? Or
they didn't follow the bid guidelines with the bond? They didn't submit a bond with them.
They just bid part of it.
Roll call, please.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Boylock?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Madam President, I make the motion upon recommendation that the board accept a bid from Capital Aluminum and Glass for the replacement slash repair of the high school entry doors at a total cost of $15,974.
Second that.
Motion by Dave, seconded by Don. Discussion?
Chris, you seen this? That's what you want? It's your high school.
You don't care as long as they're new, do you? And they work?
They're purple. You know that, right?
They looked green to him.
I mean, these are just the exterior doors, correct?
Right, not the inside.
Not the inside. So what is that, four double
with the frame and everything. And also it takes in some glazing. They're going to replace some of those windows that are fogged up, and they're also going to bring the engineers in on the greenhouse if they can replace the glass in that greenhouse.
What's the estimated time of?
It'll take a month.
Okay. Before basketball season.
I think I can get it in. If you recall, the last time we bid doors to that, it was over $40,000.
I saw a repair this week for a pair of 3060 doors, just one set, and the glass was out, and they had some problems with closures and stuff, and that bid for repair was $5,600 on one set.
So these have done a good job. They've been there since 78. We've patched them up, but the patches over. Mm-hmm. You can throw a cat under them. So it's time to change.
Yeah.
And that's part of our improvement for the high school. All the buildings that we have takes a number of dollars to improve, so that's part of the update on that.
Okay, roll call, please.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yeah.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Madam President, I make the motion upon recommendation of superintendent, the board accept the following donations as listed below.
Second.
Motion by Dave, seconded by Ken. Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Boylock?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Motion carries.
At this time, I'll make a motion to enter into executive session for the purpose of one or more of the following section under High Revised Code 121-.22G- section 1 to consider the appointment, employment, dismissal, discipline, promotion, demotion, or compensation of a public employee or official, or the investigation of charges or complaints against a public employee, official, licensee, or regulated individual. And I believe that's the only one. At 8:20, is that what you have?
I'll second that.
Okay, roll call, please.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you all for attending. Our next regular board meeting will be October the 18th here at 7 p.m. I do not foresee us taking any action after this executive meeting, but I do not know how long it will last. Thank you.